Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
When systems go down, when tickets pile up, and your best tech walks out the door, what does all that really cost you? At CBT Nuggets, we help IT teams stay sharp, confident, and certified with online training that's built for the real world. From cybersecurity to cloud, our expert-led courses help your team close skill gaps before they turn into business risks. Invest in your team. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and unlock training that makes your team sharper and your system stronger.
So every Wednesday, I'll be hosting a mini episode, which are less than 10-minute segments talking about some very specific questions. And if you have a question about sciatica or your pain recovery journey that you would like to be answered on this podcast, you can always email me at info@ifixersciatica.com, and I'll be happy to record an episode specifically for you. So, will foam rolling help me with my sciatica pain? What is better, stretching or rolling out? Now, I prefer foam rolling over stretching for the following reasons. It improves blood flow, can improve flexibility without losing power and muscle activation, and there is a lot less room for compensation. Foam rolling does not break up scar tissue, muscle adhesions, knots, or even fascia. It doesn't release lactic acid that actually makes your muscles sore, and it doesn't hasten muscle recovery. However, the research has shown that it helps improve blood flow to a specific muscle, resulting in increased temperature and improved ability to move. It also provides a neurological stimulus or a touch stimulus, which allows muscles and sometimes fascia to glide amongst themselves a little bit more efficiently, pretty much in essence helping them return back to baseline. But why not stretch? Let's use your hamstrings, for example, as if they are super tight and you're trying to do the run-of-the-mill hamstring stretch or the toe touch, what happens is that you may feel a little bit of a stretch in your hamstrings, but your low back ends up making up most of the lost motion. And as a result, the purpose of the stretch gets lost into the low back. You end up moving a lot more there. So we can certainly try to limit the stretch, but that also takes a lot of work and a lot of restraint. Also, you can apply a stretch from 30 seconds to 2 minutes, and that muscle will in fact lengthen, which will improve flexibility. But the reason why it actually lengthens is because the muscle literally needs to relax to stretch out. It activates a structure called the Golgi tendon organ, also known as the GTO, which will tell the muscles to stop gripping. And I usually recommend stretching before bed, just some stretches, but not necessarily before a workout, because again, we're looking at relaxation versus activation. The question comes on, what areas should we be foam rolling when dealing with sciatica pain? And this is entirely dependent on the cause of your pain itself. Is it a tight muscle or is it a weak muscle? I will say that all tight muscles are weak, but not all weak muscles are tight. Muscles can also be weak due to being too stretched out. And if the muscle is too stretched out, like say your piriformis and your knee caves in with walking and squatting, then stretching and foam rolling might not actually be the best idea for that specific muscle. So here's a step-by-step guide on foam rolling when dealing with sciatica pain. If you feel pain with sitting, rounding forward, or slouching, you may be dealing with what is called flexion intolerance. That means that your hamstrings may be super tight as well as your butt. And so the two areas resisting your ability for your hips to bend will include your hamstrings and your butt. And as a result, that lost motion gets placed on your low back. So what you can do is massage your hamstrings with a foam roller. You can also massage your glutes with a foam roller as well. And I'm actually going to provide to you a visual guide on how to do that and put the links to those specific videos into the show notes. If you feel pain with standing, walking, backward bending, you might actually be dealing with what is called an extension intolerance. And in some cases, you're probably dealing with an anterior pelvic tilt. So in that scenario, we would want to hit up the quads or the front of your thighs, as well as your hip flexors. And you can simply use the foam roller to address your quads, massage your thighs by laying on top of it. But your hip flexors, they're a little bit deeper, closer, deeper into your abdomen. And I actually like to use a foam roller to elevate my hips into what is called a supported bridge. You're gonna know you're in the right position during a supported bridge when you feel a release in your hip flexors, back, and your sciatica. And again, the videos of these two positions will actually be found in the show notes. An area that often gets overlooked is your upper back, also known as your thoracic spine. And it's indirectly tied to sciatica pain, as if your upper back is too hunched over or too rounded, you're either going to be either super flexed or super arched. And rolling out the thoracic spine into extension is actually going to be helpful in allowing you to stand a little bit more upright without having to tweak your lower back by arching or having to move your hips in a weird way. The video on how to do this specific motion is going to be found in the show notes as well, and is actually one of my favorite techniques for all types of issues, whether it be sciatica pain, low back pain, but also neck and shoulder pain as well. So let's talk about dosage. How long and how often should you be foam rolling? I usually recommend between 90 seconds to 2 minutes. The minimum effective dose is going to be 90 seconds, but anything longer than 2 minutes, you might be wasting your time. I actually recommend that you do this every day so that the muscles can continue to move well. But this also means that we have to find out why these muscles are tight in the first place. So take a look at your posture, analyze how you're moving, and do you feel a set of muscles engaging more than the other? And so the question that we have to ask is, how can we change that? How can we change how we move? How can we change our posture? And so if you're in the market for a foam roller, I'm actually a huge fan of the simple Amazon foam roller. It's light, it's no frills, and it's pretty cheap. My affiliate link to this foam roller can actually be found in the show notes as well. If you do have a foam roller but haven't been using it, consider this episode as a motivation to help you get back on track.